It's a bustling Saturday morning in Cloncurry. People are racing in and out of the chemist for their prescription, into the news agency for the paper. I'm here to test how friendly people are when a microphone is put in front of them. At first, it's not looking good.
Hi, excuse me. Okay.
He wasn't interested. The second person I approach is a traveller who's more open to talking and says she doesn't think the town is very friendly at all.
To be really honest, not really, actually.
What makes you say that?
I don't know, the customer service in shops, I don't know, people are really... I don't find them as friendly as... for it to be nominated anyway.
The next person I meet is Don McDonald from Devoncourt Station.
Hi, I'm Blythe from the ABC. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, but you'd look dangerous with one of those mics.
I'm just doing a little story about Cloncurry being a friendly town, because the town recently won Queensland's friendliest town. Yeah, no, that would be decidedly unfriendly. Are you from the town? Are you from Cloncurry?
I'm from outside Cloncurry, yeah, but I'm a local. I've lived here all my life.
And what would you say to Cloncurry winning this award? Do you think it's a friendly town?
I think it is. It's a wonderful town, wonderful community, always has been, and I'm just looking forward to seeing all these new shady trees along here. We'll be able to stand under the shade and have a chat.
So what is it about the people in Cloncurry that makes it a wonderful town?
Oh, look, there's been a great sense of community here from its very early days in the 1800s when it was first settled, the first railway lines came through, it became the base hospital centre, it became a centre for everything, and everyone enjoyed coming in here. And still do, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful centre for families. It's got getting more amenities and a nice place to live.
And you live on a property outside of town?
I do, yep.
It's obviously pretty difficult at the moment being on properties with the drought. Is it more difficult to be friendly when the situation is like it is at the moment?
Oh, look, I think it's when you need to have friends, isn't it? You know, when things are tough, but it's when a community really shines and when people get together. So Cloncurry's always been strong in that respect.
Sam Daniels has lived in Cloncurry all his life and agrees.
It's a good place. It's a great place. And a lot of people have spent time here in the last, you know, 30 or 40 years, be public servants or railway workers or main road workers or local ringers have all enjoyed their stay.
What is it about this town that makes it friendly and makes it a good place to live?
I think it's different cross-sections of people. You know, it's we get a lot of different people from different areas and they all come in, they really enjoy it.
Raquel Chaplin is at the local news agency and says the town just keeps getting better.
It's like everyone's just picked up and just, you know, shown Queensland that we can, just because we're a little town, we can be clean and friendly.
And you must see heaps of people, especially on a Saturday morning being in the news agency. How do people usually greet you?
Where's my paper? Have you got the papers yet?